This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. We got a new report today from the United Nations on climate change. And as you might expect, it's not all sunshine and roses. Researchers say climate change is already affecting many parts of the world. Sea levels are rising, there are more heat waves. And the report's conclusion is now is the time for us to adapt, to make changes. But politics aside, adapting for the future climate can be really tricky, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
We, us people, do okay handling risks we know about. We adapt to them, try to avoid them. Ben Orlove is a co-director of the Center for Research on Environmental Decisions at Columbia University.
We do a pretty good job of preparing for some infectious diseases with getting children vaccinated, and we put strong housing codes into effect in earthquake-prone areas.
We're less good at preparing for threats we've never seen, like climate change.
It's hard for us to accept risks that are uncertain and that are far in the future.
The uncertainty, the future nature of many climate change impacts, means making hard decisions about adaptation, about who should adapt, who should pay to adapt, how we use water and resources and land, even harder. Dan Mazmanian is a professor at USC's Sol Price School of Public Policy.
How are you going to make all these decisions when you can't tell them exactly what level the sea rise is going to affect them in 2030, 2040, 2050?
The best strategy for moving ahead, he thinks, is what he calls
adaptive management for adaptation.
Adapting and then adapting for the way we adapt. Many climate models look out to a future that's too far away for us to imagine. Instead, we ought to be thinking a few decades out, he says, and then rethinking the rules again and again as the science and future gets clearer. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.